Just as computers and the information age defined the economy for the last couple of decades, many business leaders believe alternative fuels and energy conservation will define the green economy. During a recent speech at George Mason University, President-elect Barack Obama indicated he wants to encourage that kind of growth in green-collar jobs.
Jobs building solar panels and wind turbines, constructing fuel-efficient cars and buildings, and developing the new energy technologies that will lead to even more jobs, more savings, and a cleaner, safer planet in the bargain.
There's no doubt that much of President-elect Obama's American Recovery and Reinvestment Plan is green. The AFL-CIO has its own Green Jobs for America program. The union wants $100 billion of government money to be invested in the kind of jobs Mr. Obama talked about. Pat Devlin is with the AFL-CIO's Michigan Building Trades Council. He says he hopes Congress moves on the Obama plan soon.
We're hoping ASAP, we're looking within the next 6 months of getting something kicked off here. And like I said, we've got the projects, just need the infusion of the investment behind it and ready to go. We've got to be smart when we do get the dollars, too, that they're spent in the right place to get people back to work, get our economy heading in the right direction.
The AFL-CIO has been talking to the Obama administration about its plan, and the union likes what it's hearing. President-elect Obama says making buildings and homes more energy efficient will mean jobs now and save billions in natural gas and oil in the future, making us less dependent on foreign fossil fuels and reducing greenhouse gas emissions causing global warming. But the government has a nasty habit of screwing these things up. Members of Congress want the money for their states, even if they don't have the kind of shovel-ready plans that will mean those kind of long-term benefits. And that could sabotage the effort.
You just can't throw money at the problems and somehow it's going to magically work.
Eric Ortz directs the Initiative for Global Environmental Leadership, part of the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. He says the investments should go to projects that mean more energy and economic efficiencies in the future, have long-term benefits that will benefit the economy. Otherwise, it's wasting the opportunity.
I mean, you might create short-term jobs for some time, but that's not going to be that's not going to lead to the long-term foundation for growth that I'm talking about. That's going to require some intelligent application of the funds so that you get the payoffs.
The Obama administration will have to be picky about the projects it chooses, very cautious about how the taxpayer money is invested if we're going to see those payoffs. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.